This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's celebrate the Lord one more time for all that he has done for us this year. Let's give Jesus praise. Amen. So this morning, let's get into the word of God. We're going to read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, New Living Translation. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, New Living Translation. It says, finishing is better than starting. Patience is better than pride. Finishing is better than starting. Patience is better than pride. So this morning we're looking at what I titled, Reposition Yourself for a Better, Not Bitter Ending. Reposition yourself for a better, not bitter ending. As the year draws to a close, something sacred happens in the human spirit. Something sacred happens in our soul. Time begins to speak to us, because as the year draws to a close like this, reflection becomes unavoidable. The soul becomes honest with himself or herself. You begin to see or start to see what survived the storms and also what outlived the battles. Hallelujah. You begin to see what outlived the battles and also what God preserved and also what God pruned from our lives. You and I need to understand that finishing strong is not an act of luck. It is the result of posture that you have chosen to take. To finish strong is not an act of luck. To finish strong is a posture that you choose to take. That is to say, you must understand that what you don't change, you choose. So to finish strong is a posture that you have chosen to take. Finishing strong is also how you choose to walk out of a year. Not with regret, but you have chosen to walk out of that year with revelation. You have chosen to walk out of that year not with weakness, but with worship. You have chosen to walk out of that year, you know, not with the pains that came your way, but also celebrating the fact and the good news that God has preserved you in the midst of that pain. So you and I must understand that finishing strong is a posture that we have chosen. However, you must understand that how you came in most times is irrelevant. But leaving the year is very significant. How you leave the year, rather, is very significant. How you exit is very significant and is very important, because often when you enter well and you don't leave well, then you entering is automatically cancelled and nullified. So you and I must understand that finishing strong is a posture that we have taken. It is a posture that we have taken. Because if you do not take that posture to finish strong, you will begin to think that finishing strong is an act of prophecy, or finishing strong is an act of luck, or finishing strong is by chance. Finishing strong is not by chance, is not an act of luck, is not by prophecy. Finishing strong is as a result of the posture that you have taken. So I'm going to give you 7 keys this morning as we look at how to finish strong, or how to position ourselves for a better and not a bitter ending. Number one key is celebrate God's faithfulness. God is still keeping you alive. Celebrate his faithfulness. The Bible says in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22, because of the Lord's great mercy, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. It is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed, because his compassion never fails. So you celebrate the faithfulness of God. Celebrate, not because the year has been perfect. Celebrate because God has kept you when life tried to break you. You celebrate because the Almighty God has kept and preserved you even in the midst of life trying to break you. So you celebrate the faithfulness of God. You celebrate the faithfulness. Understand, friends, that survival itself is a testimony. You made it through battles, others didn't survive. You made it through storms, others could not survive it. You endured storms that could have taken you or kept you in a psychiatric home. The Almighty God kept you. The Almighty God preserved you. The Almighty God, you know, sustained you in the midst of the storms that you went through. And you and I must come to that place to celebrate his faithfulness. The year has not been perfect, but God has been good. The year has not been perfect, The Almighty God has kept you. The year has not been perfect. God has preserved you in the midst of the things that try to break you. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 59, verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, or when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Or like a flood, the Spirit of the living God raises a standard. So when the enemy have come against you this year in all forms and all shapes, the Almighty God has lifted a standard against the enemy. So celebration becomes your holy defiance. Celebration becomes your holy defiance. It becomes an announcement that death failed. It becomes an announcement that danger failed. It becomes an announcement that all the things that came to destroy you failed. Your celebration is a holy defiance. It is an announcement that darkness that came after you failed. That is to say, you celebrate because God has kept you in the midst of all that was thrown at you this year. The Almighty God kept you. And if God kept you alive, then it simply means that God is not done with you yet. Your survival is a prophecy of your future. Your survival is you prophesying to your future that I am still alive and I'm still in the battle because the Almighty God is not done with me yet. And if you believe that the year has not been perfect, but God has been good, I want you to lift your voice this morning and give Jesus your highest praise this morning. Give Jesus our highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. So celebrate God's faithfulness. Celebrate his faithfulness. Celebrate it. That is how you finish the year better and not bitter. That is how you finish strong. You finish strong. You finish the year better and not bitter by celebrating the faithfulness of God. Number two key, be intentional with gratitude. Be intentional with gratitude. Understand that God is still showing his mercy. According to Psalm 103, verse 2, New Living Translation, it said, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. May I never forget. I pray for you. May you never forget in the name of Jesus. I say, may you never forget the good things that the Lord does for you in the name of Jesus. He said, the good things that the Lord does for me, not even that the Lord did for me, the good things that the Lord does for me. Listen, friends, gratitude is the art of seeing what is still working when many things have stopped working. I repeat, gratitude is the art of seeing what is still working when many things have stopped. It is the discipline of refusing to let your disappointment blind you towards your deliverance. It is the discipline to refuse to let your disappointment blind you towards the goodness of God. It is how you measure the year. Listen, friends, how you measure the year with revelation. That is what will produce gratitude. Gratitude is you measuring the year with revelation and not with regret. You are measuring the year with revelation and not with regret. You are measuring the year with revelation instead of regret. Understand that every breath, every breakthrough, every unexpected provision is mercy in motion. Every breath, every breakthrough, every unexpected provision, it is mercy in motion. It is the mercy of God that is in motion. So gratitude trains your heart to see what God did behind the scenes, that mercy of God that carried you silently. Gratitude trains your heart to see the things that God did behind the scene, and also for you to see that it was the mercies of God that has carried you silently. That it was the mercies of God that preserved you. When the enemy came to eat up your flesh, the mercies of God preserved you. When no one gave you a chance, when no one saw anything good that will ever come out of you, the mercies of God brought you out. The mercies of God silently carried you. So in this remaining 30 days, be intentional. In the 12 months, be intentional with gratitude. Be intentional with gratitude. He said, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget. May I never forget. I pray for you this morning. You will not forget the things that God is doing for you in the name of Jesus. I say you will not forget the things that God is doing for you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Now give Jesus your gratitude this morning. Be grateful to God. Give him your gratitude this morning. Say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Hallelujah. So be intentional with your gratitude. Number one, what do? Celebrate God's faithfulness. Number two, be intentional with your gratitude. Number three, clarify life's priorities. Particularly in this season, you must be very careful. It's a season where, you know, people abandon too many things. Clarify life's priorities. Child of God, your heavenly Father is still preserving what matters. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 90, verse 12, NIV translation, it says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. The end of a year forces an audit. Or rather, it should force an audit. The end of the year should force an audit. It should force what truly mattered survive. You should be able to see that what truly mattered survive. What never mattered faded away. God in his mercy preserved the relationships, assignments, and opportunities that were aligning with your destiny. What clarity does is clarity shines a light on what deserves your strength in the new season. That is what clarity does. It shines a light on what deserves your strength in the new season. You, whatever doesn't deserve your strength, clarity is able to expose it. When you clarify life's priorities, you stop wasting time on what God is no longer breathing upon. Understand that clarity projects destiny, or rather protects destiny from distraction. So clarify life's priorities, because clarity protects destiny from distraction. It protects destiny from distraction. It is a time to clarity forces an audit. Clarity forces an audit. And you and I must be clear. There must be clarity so that you can properly audit the year. Listen, friends, don't just take this period to rest and to go on holidays and all of those things. Let there be an audit. Let there be an audit of your life. Let there be an audit of the things around you, because I believe in my spirit that God has preserved assignments, relationships, opportunities that align with your destiny. He has pruned the things that were not aligning. And I pray for you, may things be clear to you in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. May things be clear to you in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to be able to number your days in the name of Jesus. May you gain a heart of wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, may you gain a heart of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Number four, confront your fears. God is still pushing you towards completion. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. NIV translation, Joshua 1, 9. He said, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I don't know who that is for. Anything that have discouraged you this year, you are delivered out of it in the name of Jesus. So I came to say to you, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, friends. Avoidance is the silent assassin of destiny. So confront your fears. Whatever you postpone grows. Whatever you postpone, it grows roots. Whatever it is that you postpone, it grows root. The conversation you avoided, visit it again. The decisions you delayed, go visit it. The project you paused, visit it. Confront your fears, because God is still with you. And confronting your fears restores inner authority. It restores inner authority. Understand, friends, that courage is God nudging you towards completion. Courage is God nudging you towards completion. And it is his way of pushing you out of stagnation into fulfillment. So if God kept it on your heart, then he intends for you to finish it. Whatever God has kept in your heart, finish it. Confront it. There are some of you right now, there are things you will need to go and confront. You will need to go and have that conversation. That honest and brutal conversation with yourself and with the people around you. Some of you, there are things that you shelved, you moved aside. You will need to go and confront it, because if you do not, you are silently assassinating your destiny. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Lift your voice. Thunder after me. Say, I shall finish what I have started. Thunder, I shall finish what I have started. Thunder, I will finish it strong and I will finish it well. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Number 5. Be diligent in your consistency. God is still rewarding your diligence. Or God still rewards diligence. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. At the proper time. So consistency is the proof of seriousness. Consistency is the proof of seriousness. The disciplines you maintain concerning prayer service, maintain them. Be consistent. The disciplines you maintain concerning generosity, diligence, they are not wasted. Heaven records every repetition. And I was listening to, you know, one of my mentors, and he was talking about, he said, you know, that the goal is not to do 4,000 things. It's not to do 4,000 things 7 times. The goal is to do 7 things 4,000 times. Because of the power of repetition. The power of repetition. The more you repeat a thing, the more you grow. I like what when Sean was teaching. He's talking about, you know, when you look at the mirror. Because you're consistently going to look at the mirror, repetition. You are not seeing yourself. Yourself has always been there. But because you consistently go back to look, the mirror of God's word, the more you look, the more the who you are is unveiled and unfolded to you by the power of repetition. So maintain it. This is a period where you don't say, okay, you know, no more prayers, no more generosity towards God, no more diligence towards the things of God. Maintain it, because repetition, God keeps records of every repetition. God keeps record of every repetition. Your consistency is being rewarded. Even when you don't feel the result is there yet. But it's being rewarded. Your consistency is being rewarded. God is building testimony in your silence as you continue to repeat. So finishing strong requires steady habits. Not finishing the year bitter and finishing it better. It requires steady habits, not sudden heroics. It requires steady habits. You know, there are people who December time, they take a break on prayer and they return back in January, 21 days prayer and fasting. They return back. They tell themselves, actually there's 21 days. I will return. By the time they return back, they are starting from ground zero. They are starting from ground zero. This is someone that should have grown. You know, Paul said, by now you ought to be teachers. But yet now you are still being taught. You are still being tossed to and fro. Repetition. So maintain a steady habit in this season. That is the only way you can finish the year better and not bitter. Keep doing what built you this year. Keep doing it. Prayer built you. Keep doing it. Study of word built you. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Reading of books built you. Keep doing it. Listen, friends, your due season is closer than your emotion is suggesting. Your due season is closer than your emotion is suggesting. It's like the rear view mirror. You know, the rear view mirror, they make it clear to you that the object appearing there is closer than you think. You think that with the rear view mirror, you think that the object is far. It's telling you, no. The object on that place is closer. So be careful. Don't assume. So your due season is closer than your emotion is suggesting. Your emotion is like the rear view mirror. It makes you look like things are far. But I came to announce to you that God, who is the on time God, he has arrived on your behalf and he's visiting you on time in the name of Jesus. as we enter into the month of December, which is the month of our on time, the on time God will visit you in the name of Jesus, because it is your due season in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So how do I end the year better and not bitter? Number one, celebrate God's faithfulness. Number two, be intentional with gratitude. Number three, clarify life's priority. Number four, confront your fears. Number five, be diligent in your consistency. Number six, choose relationships wisely. God is still positioning the right people around us. Choose relationship wisely. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Choose relationship wisely. Who stood by you this year? And who drained you this year? Who sharpened you this year? Who strengthened you this year? Choose relationship wisely. Who stood by you this year? Who drained you this year? Who sharpened you this year? Who strengthened you this year? Choose relationship wisely. Who distracted you this year? God uses people as tools for destiny. Also understand the devil uses people also as tools of destiny destruction. Who were the people God pruned from your life? I was teaching that 2 weeks ago or last week. Who were the people God pruned out of your life? And now you're trying to force yourself back. And who were the people God pruned you out of their lives? Choose relationship wisely. Because you cannot finish better. And if you cannot finish better if you do not choose relationship wisely. Are you trying to go back to those relationships that God pruned you from? Relationships in our lives are in different levels, even with our Lord Jesus Christ. He had the three, which were Peter, John, James, the two sons of Zebedee and Peter. And he had the seven, and he had the 12 rather. Then after having the 12, he had the 70. Then he had the 120. Then he had the crowd. He had the three, the 12, the 70, the 120, then the crowd. Relationships are in different levels, and also they come with different assignment. Some relationships are like scaffoldings, some are foundations. Finishing strong demands the wisdom to keep the right alliances and release the wrong attachments. Some of you will need to release the wrong attachment. Some of you will need to keep the right alliances. Because if you are going to finish better and not bitter, then you must choose relationship wisely. So finishing strong demands the wisdom to keep the right alliances and release the wrong attachments. God is positioning voices, positioning helpers, positioning mentors, positioning covenant friends around you for next season. Be discerning. Be discerning. There are people who the relationship that destroyed them this year, they collected it last year, December. They collected it last year. That's when they collected the relationship that destroyed them this year. And they're already preparing to collect another one that will destroy them next year. Your connection will predict and decide your elevation. Your connection predicts and also decides your elevation. Choose relationship wisely. Finally, and I'm done. Number seven, consecrate yourself afresh. God is still preparing you for greater things. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 3 verse 5, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things among you. Consecration is the highest form of preparation. It is the place where you drop the weights of the year. You drop the weights of the year. Consecrate yourself afresh. Consecrate yourself afresh. It is the place where you drop the weights of the year. What are the weights of the year? Anger, fear, fatigue, offense, impurity, anxiety. You drop the weights of the year. In the place of consecration, you drop the weights of the year. In the place of consecration, you drop things that have become, you know, little foxes that have eaten up the vine. In the place of consecration, you drop the things that have weighed you down. The things that have stopped you from running as far as you were supposed to run or as fast as you were supposed to run. Consecrate yourself afresh. Consecrate yourself afresh. Position yourself, consecrate yourself. What are the anger you're harboring? The fear, the fatigue, the offense, impurity. Some of you will need to take out time to rest. Your mind has been all over the place. When I mean rest, I'm not talking about, because sometimes people say they are resting, but their mind is not resting. Your mind must rest. Your mind must rest. You've carried too many people on your head. You're already planning how to do them wickedness. By the time I revenge, they will know I have arrived. Your mind must rest. What are the weights you must drop? Listen, friends, consecration also, it doesn't only give you the opportunity to drop the weights of the year. Consecration also sharpens your discernment. It reignites your passion and fire for God. Also, consecration clears the pathway to the wonders that God has ahead of you. The year may end soon, but God's plan for your life is still unfolding. The plan of God for your life is not coming to an end. Remember, with God, there is no calendar. There's no time. With God, He doesn't live in time. So the year 2025 may end, but God's plan for your life is still unfolding. So consecration is how you step into the future uncluttered. Consecration is how you step into the future unburdened. Consecration is how you step into the future unstoppable. And I pray for you, whatever has cluttered you this year, be delivered from it in the name of Jesus. I say, whatever has cluttered you this year, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Whatever has burdened you this year that is not of God, I pray for you by the power of the Holy Ghost, be delivered from it in the name of Jesus. So unclutter, consecration is an opportunity for you to unclutter yourself, unburden yourself, and also deliver yourself from being stopped. And that is why when we return back in January, when we have our prayer and fasting season, don't play with it. Give it your all. For 21 days, give it your all. Pastor, I have all. You will not die, my friend. I don't know medically. I'm not a medical science. I may be wrong and I may be right. I've not seen anybody who died of ulcer. There may be. I'm not saying there's not. Don't. But I've not seen. Pastor, you know, I have ulcer. You know, I must eat every 2 minutes. That's the thief of your destiny. Eating every 2 minutes is an attack on your destiny. Food. The easiest way for a man to be wasted is food. 21 days, give it your all. Give it your all. Because it is a consecration time. During that period, you are able to receive the unfolding plans of God for your life. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet and let's go home. That's just all I said. I should tell you this morning, as we step into the month of December, God wants you to finish better than you started. But you cannot finish better than you started if you do not celebrate His faithfulness, if you're not intentional with your gratitude, if you don't clarify priorities, if you don't confront your fears, if you're not diligent in your consistency, if you don't choose relationship wisely, and number 7, if you do not consecrate yourself afresh. Lift your voice and let's give God praise. Go ahead and thank Him.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.